two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up. With tickets, injury, and death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciBleShow.com.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort, firmness, and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Area on select models.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Coming in and diving to make a great catch. Ian Happ with a tremendous play in shallow center field.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3:02 for the Chicago Wolves update studio.
The last few days, I think the long ball's done it for us, and but we kept the line moving, and we got a couple runs there late, and that's really the winning formula. You know, score early, get the pitcher a lead, and then add on.
The winning formula Anthony Rizzo's talking about has moved the Cubs into first place, a half-game advantage over Milwaukee. Cubs on the road tonight visiting the Dodgers. Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood are the pitchers. Cubs took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers earlier this season at Wrigley. Now on the south side, the weather forcing the White Sox to postpone game one of their doubleheader this afternoon. Instead, just one game against the Tigers today. It'll start at 7 o'clock. Mike Pelfrey, the Sox pitcher. Tomorrow, a straight doubleheader against Detroit, beginning with game one at 1 o'clock. Football with a number of new players across the board. It's fair to wonder what the Bears offense will look like with Mike Glennon at quarterback.
First thing, it starts with the guys up front, and you know, we pride ourselves on the run game, and that's what, you know, last year had great success running the ball with Jordan and really all the running backs. So I think it all starts with those guys up front, and we're going to run the ball well. We're going to protect the quarterback.
Which ideally would lead to more scoring. Only three teams in the NFL scored fewer points than the Bears last season. Glennon, a guest on Bears All Access. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Kuma's Corner, now open at 852 West Fulton Market. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, thank you very much. This hour of the show is being brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Chris Bryant, the reigning National League MVP on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
5 years ago, I could never picture myself talking on a radio show with you guys. I am completely blown away by that.
Oh, dude. All right, cool. This has been way too nice. All right, I'll catch you later, Chris. Appreciate you. As always,
thanks, guys.
I have to say this. He's too perfect.
I know.
Think for yourself what it would be like to go through life absolutely perfect, with no flaws, no blemishes. Every single thing you do is absolutely perfect.
That was an honest answer about the toughest time you ever had in baseball. You know, the answer is,
I haven't had one yet.
You know, you look at your previous seasons, and it's always like, man, I want to be better than I was last year.
You know how many coaches in the United States wish they'd have a specimen like you on their team?
You know what my problem is, if there's any? That problem would be that I'm good, and I know it.
You crush the home run, not read text after the game and tell me how far the ball went. I mean, that'll make me feel good, but, and then I'll put a little smile on my face. That feels good, but I mean, if it's halfway up the video board, that's enough of disgrace to the pitcher that you don't need to add anything to.
You want to talk about men that have power and have strength and have speed and have brains and have been coached? Then you can only be talking about one man. That's Mr. Perfect.
Wait a minute. Mr. Perfect now.
And here is Chris Bryant.
Look at the look on Mr. Perfect's face.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Back goes Williamson. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant with a home run to left.
Absolutely perfect.
I know.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
CJ, you thought it was just me. No, Tanny put his foot in that one, too. Gave you a little Mr. Perfect Curt Hennig for you.
He's pandering to you. That's all he's doing.
That's okay. He's just pandering.
Trying to curry favor.
Please.
You know, that's all that is. He doesn't like me. He likes you more.
That's not true.
He hates Dan more than both of us.
Well, so that's fair. That's completely fair.
And Bruce does, too.
Bruce
likes you more than me and hates Dan more than both of us.
I disagree with that.
What, the hating
no,
Dan
he,
part?
No, he clearly, I mean, we all know how we all feel about Dan.
Right.
But as far as him, I think that he enjoys what you do.
Absolutely not.
I see Bruce out in the field a lot, which is, you know, it makes up for a little bit. He joins us now, our good man, Bruce Levine. Joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer.
Have I ever told you about my first interaction with Bruce Levine ever?
No.
It was at the Berto Center, where Bruce Levine was covering a Bulls practice, and Bruce has everyone dying in the little room, you know, before they pull up the curtain so you can see all the great Bulls. You could see a Jason Caffey that day or whatever the hell it was. And Bruce is going through his phone book out loud, like, all right, this guy's dead. This guy doesn't work anymore. And it was the funniest thing. It was my introduction. And this is when Bruce was working over at the other station. It was my introduction to Bruce as a dude. And I was like, you know what? I'm in love with this man.
It's one of those things where, you know, I love to go cover games because I know that I'm going to get the real.
Oh, dude.
When I go talk to Bruce about some stuff.
Bruce will not mince words about anything, and that's why we have him on.
And we're going to talk with him now. He's our senior baseball reporter. You can check him out on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. You can check out his latest story, which is one of the reasons we want to talk to him today, on 670thescore.com. And he joins us now. It's Bruce Levine. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. I've heard a whole talk show about me already, and some of it is actually true, I think, what Jason said.
Yeah.
Thought of going through the phone books and finding out who's dead and who's not around anymore. I'm glad my name's not in there.
No, Bruce. It's going to be a long time.
The hating part about hating Dan and hating people at the score,
Dan.
No, you should hate Dan.
Literally, why, just Dan.
Yeah. Why should I hate Dan?
Because he's just a jerk.
He's a wonderful father. He's doting husband, and he's paid his dues and has done extremely well in Chicago radio for a long time.
There you go, Bruce.
See,
you're so full of it.
No one paid me to say it. No.
At least not yet. We'll see what happens if the check ever comes. Bruce, thanks for joining us today. Your piece about Jeff Samardzija maybe being a match for the Cubs. What made you think that might be a good way to find better starting pitching for the Cubs?
Well, because I know how hard they're going after starting pitching right now. And when you look at the reality of the situation of knowing that there's not a lot of type of guys that can throw seven innings or more in a game that they could go after. There's not a lot of guys that have controllable contracts for the next 3 or 4 years that they can go after. You can talk about Chris Archer and Quintana as much as you want. You don't know if they're going to be becoming available. But when you look at the Giants' record, and they're 12 games behind Colorado, and they're 9 games behind the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they're 8 games behind the Dodgers. Another 3 or 4 weeks of this, and they are going to be sellers for the first time in probably 15 years. And with that in mind, Johnny Cueto can be opting out of his contract this year, and they have a chance to do what the Yankees did, and that is do a very quick rebuild and continue. You know, they have over 500 straight sellouts in San Francisco. So they're not going to go for any long rebuild, but for a short rebuild where they can drop about $200 million, that would be key. Now, with the Samardzija fit with the Cubs, obviously the record is 1-6. He still has problems sometimes in games, but the 200 innings and the idea that this guy goes 7 innings plus when he goes out there is something that you really should look at and say, okay, they owe him $18 million a year for the next 3 years after this. How much of it are you willing to eat? And how much are we willing to add him in as our fourth or fifth starter, knowing that Arrieta and Lackey are possibly going somewhere else or retiring after this year?
Correct me if I'm wrong when it comes to Jeff Samardzija, but every time I watch him, Bruce, I feel like there's still that football mentality in him where he's hyper-competitive to a fault, where if it's not his count, he should understand that and get out of the strike zone or just chalk it up to a batter that he lost, and that's when he gets hit. And it usually happens in later innings, too, where he'll be mowing guys down or moving along at a nice pace, and then there's a 2-1 count where he missed one pitch or he might have gotten squeezed by the ump, and then he grooves another one in there because he's not going to let up because he's hyper competitive. Do you see some of that competition or that mindset sometimes backfires on a guy who's got terrific stuff still and is one of the highest strikeout to walk ratios in Major League Baseball late in his career?
Yeah, Jason, you're right on. Honestly, you know, you see that competitiveness, and it's the thing you like about him. It's the thing you don't like about him, because all of a sudden he starts gripping the ball too hard, and that ball comes out of the hand, and 94 gets smoked over the fence. But if you watch him pitch yesterday, he had 4 really good pitches going. 3 line drives went out of the ballpark. Other than that, he pitched a beautiful game. And you know, at Wrigley Field, that's a tremendous. You'll take that start every time from your starter at Wrigley Field. So I think that, you know, you're looking at a guy that gives you 200 innings, which is huge. And the fact that he's never been on a DL, he's a horse, he's never been hurt. And he had his best years and his most success under Chris Bosio with the Chicago Cubs. All that, you know, tells me that this would be a fit for the Chicago Cubs if they could get the money down and they didn't have to give away anybody up, you know, other than like maybe a Candelario in the minor league.
Bruce, who else do you think could be targets for the Cubs if they're looking for starting pitching?
Well, we're going to have to wait till June, toward the end of June, Lawrence, to see which teams are contenders and which are pretenders. I mean, teams like Detroit, you know, are they going to be starting to trade some of their veterans? Teams, you know, that are 500-ish now, and we don't know which way they're going. Will Tampa, you know, trade Chris Archer? Will teams start looking at like Texas and trade Hugh Darvish, who's in the last year of a contract over there? It's a variable, you know, when you look at different teams and seeing what they're going to want. You know, if you're the Cubs, do you insist on getting somebody that you can control more than 1 year, or do you go after a Darvish or a Cueto for 1 year, knowing you can win another World Series? Those are all the questions that Epstein and Hoyer have to answer right now as far as what they want to get. But, you know, it's obvious that the Cubs, with one swift stroke of getting a top starting pitcher for the fifth spot, could change their chances around to being a playoff team or a World Series team again this year.
Bruce, could we be possibly looking in the wrong place when it comes to the Cubs, too? Because, you know, Carl Edwards Jr. has been terrific, and Wade Davis, when he's been out there, has been damn good. But, you know, you're going to need a couple of setup guys to get to Wade Davis. And if you've got one, but you're a little iffy on Stroop and Rondon, I'm not saying that they're going to do a deal with the White Sox, but a guy like Anthony Swarzak, who has been killer for the White Sox, a guy like that where you can say, okay, and if you're the White Sox, say, hey, you know, there's a guy that probably isn't in our plans anyway, and we can get something for him. But a guy like that, do you think that the Cubs are maybe thinking about another setup guy as well?
Yeah, I think you're right on it as far as that goes, Jason, because of the fact that you never have enough bullpen guys. And guys like Swarzak and Kennelly are going to be looked at by other teams and say, you know what, we need that 100 miles an hour. We need that guy who's dominating. The problem is when you have these hard throwers now in the bullpen, you know, concentrate this year on the first half and see where they're at, and then look at where some of these guys are at in the second half. And see if they're still as effective and they're still throwing 98, 99, 100. And the possible, you know, those are the things you look at if you're a GM and you go, okay, we know what he's doing now. We can trade for him. But is he going to still be as effective for us in the second half? Is he going to blow his arm out pitching in the second half for us? Those are some of the things that you look at these days with bullpens and the dependence on these 99 to 100 mile an hour guys. It's a very, very tough dynamic to try to figure out.
Bruce Levine, our senior baseball reporter, joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Check out Bruce's show, Inside the Clubhouse, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's always great quality baseball content. When we're talking about the Cubs and trying to maneuver deals for them to find pitching, clearly, people will want some of their great acquisitions that they've had or guys that they've drafted or brought up. Why is it that Javier Baez's name is the one that's almost always attached to, well, the Cubs are going to have to trade for pitching. Maybe they'll trade Javier Baez.
Well, I think because he's been erratic and because he's, he you know, he can look so good and want to bat and dominate a game and then look so average to below average back to the Baez that came up in 2014 and struck out, you know, 45% of the time. It gets frustrating to watch him sometimes at bat, but you know, you realize with less than six guys have more at bats than he has going into his game yesterday, and he's tied for second in RBI. That is the explosiveness of Baez, the ability to play as good a second base or shortstop of anybody in baseball when he goes out there. You saw him make a throw yesterday that was just ridiculous to get a guy out. I mean, he has so much defensive talent. He has so much baseball instinct and ability. But again, you know, watching him swing the bat sometimes is frustrating. Therefore, people talk about him being an erratic player that could be available. I think the ceiling for Javier Baez is just going to be off the chart in another couple of years. But when you look at Addison Russell's struggles right now, and you look at how Baez has stepped in there and done a great job, you hesitate to think that anybody would throw him in a deal. But, you know, Schwarber's the same thing. God forbid you mentioned Kyle Schwarber.
I was just going to say that to you. We know Brian and Rizzo are untouchables.
They're going to wait for you outside of the radio station, okay? He's got 380 or 390 at-bats in his career,
yeah.
Okay? He's done some great things in the World Series, you know, getting them in that wild card game in 2015. He's a left-handed guy with tremendous power, something that teams always hesitate to trade. But don't tell me he's untradeable, okay? Because I don't see that. You know, you're talking about a butt-kicking pitcher who's going to be available to you for 4 years like Chris Archer. If you think that Chris Archer is a lot better than always pitched in Tampa, and that he's not a 19-game loser. He's actually a big-time winner going forward. Don't tell me you wouldn't consider trading Schwarber for Chris Archer. Just don't tell me you won't consider it. I'm not saying you're doing it, but don't tell me you're not sitting there considering it.
Bruce, about a week ago, Luis Robert made his choice to join the White Sox, and the White Sox are going to pay him handsomely. What are people around the White Sox in Major League Baseball telling you about him?
Well, they're not talking much about him because this is not an official deal yet. All the paperwork about getting somebody from another country here is just not done. So Rick Hahn was not available to the whole media today to talk about Robert because they're not. You know, they'll talk to you off the record about that this deal's done, but they're waiting for the official part of this to take place. Obviously, most of the common idea is that he's going to go to Class A, play there, maybe go to Arizona Fall League, and that within a year and a half, they expect him to be performing out there with Moncada and some of the other really good young players that they acquire for some of these deals that they haven't made yet for Quintana and Frazier and Robertson the rest of this year. So, if I'm a White Sox fan, I'm really excited about this. Most people look at his talent as being like a number one or two draft pick in the entire draft in June. That's how they look at his ability, and they think he's going to be a five-tool player. So it's going to be fun to watch this and watch the White Sox add more young players to the mix.
What have they learned about bringing along Cuban players?
Well, I think what they learn is it's always good to have somebody like Jose Abreu sitting there waiting for him, a top-class quality guy who's done it at this level and understands the player from the past. They've always done this, and they've been very successful, except for the Vicieto adventure for 4 years with the Cuban players, really good Cuban players bringing him along. But the Cuban player is a different player. He's a different mentality. The language is more difficult for him to pick up in the United States than some of the people from the Dominican and Venezuela. So it takes a special support group around him, and the White Sox have done as good or better than anybody in the last 50 or 60 years doing this.
All right, Bruce, enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll be listening to you and Espo coming up tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon, man.
And a shout-out to our good friend Jordan Bernfield getting married tomorrow. I'll be probably at his wedding, so it'll be...
You mean probably, Bruce? You're not sure if you're going?
No, he said proudly.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
at
damn.
At my age, everything is a problem.
Cut it out, Bruce. You ain't going nowhere. We'll talk to you, buddy.
Bruce just gave us two I'm dying quotes there during the 15 minutes that we had him on. Shout out to JB, man. Jordan's good people.
Yeah.
He's real good people.
Shout out to the charitable lady that's going to spend the rest of her life with JB, too.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Outkicking coverage left and right.
No question.
This segment being brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant and try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy
tzatziki
sauce. Thank you for saying that. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
All right. I want to talk to you and Cubs fans and baseball fans about how things change when you win. And if you're more or less reluctant to give up on some people when you win something, because the journey is not the same anymore. Because you got one of those things that you wanted so bad very quickly. And all of a sudden, now you don't know nobody. You used to be my homie. Now you act like you don't know me. Javier Baez, Kyle Schwarber, Addison Russell. We'll have those questions for you next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence is in for Dan Bernstein on a beautiful Friday right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. It's cute that Josh Norman wants everybody to notice him. He's just like No Catch Ostinko or Kurt Schilling or T.O., other emotionally needy players. He says crazy things, he's loud and obnoxious, and then he watches people talk about him. Oh, hello, LeVar Ball. please stay your lane. And building your rivalry with Dez and Odell is fine, except for the part where you predict there's going to be fines and suspensions. Because now you put a big old nice target on your back for the league. The refs and the NFL will be waiting to throw the flag. They'll be itching to fine you. And who tells their bosses, hey, I'm going to do something bad. You're not going to like it. Get ready to take my money. Taunting your employer to take your cash? Yeah, brilliance from Josh Norman. Norman's act is old, and it's also stupid. I'm DA.
If you owned your own bank, would you charge yourself fees? Didn't think so. Which is why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 4.59% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. And if a bank tries to stick ATM fees on you, Consumers will pay them, so you don't have to. Qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up, with Tickets, Injury, and Death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciBleShow.com.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort, firmness, and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it, and you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Shop Lowe's during our Memorial Day savings event and kick off your summer projects early. Enhance the look of your landscape and get the soil you need to grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with 5 bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro garden soil for $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Details on BestBuy.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
3:30 from the Chicago Wolves
approaching
update.
Or is it?
No, it's actually 3:30. Look at the clock, right? I mean, they got the digital stuff today. They can target it.
If
right?
you don't, hey, if you don't know what we're talking about, Zach will kind of let you know when you were late to the update by saying either approaching 3:32.
Well, he'll round Zach rounds up. So
if you look at the clock, it's it's 3:31:50. Damn it, it's not 3:32 yet.
Yeah, and Zach rounds up. So you better be on time.
You're getting mad at yourself because you had poor radio discipline, and you shouldn't be doing this job.
Approaching 3:31 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
We have that kind of power on our team. It's just we needed to get into our groove a little bit. It looks like it's starting to show up right now. You're starting to see it from a wider range of the players, and it's definitely a part of our game.
Joe Maddon's Cubs smacked 20 home runs during their latest homestand, 20 in which they went 7-2 and moved all the way up to first place in the National League Central. Cubs back on the road tonight in Los Angeles facing the Dodgers. Cubs took 2 of 3 from L.A. earlier this season at Wrigley. Now tonight, it's Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood on the mound. The Cubs are 11-10 on the road this year. White Sox were supposed to play 2 against the Tigers today on the South Side. Instead, the weather has forced the Sox to tweak the plan. Game 1 postponed. Game 2 is the only game today. It'll start at 7 o'clock tonight with Mike Pelfrey on the mound. Tomorrow, the Sox and Tigers will play a straight doubleheader. Game 1 begins at 1 o'clock. Roster move, Dylan Covey goes on the DL, a strained oblique. That's a stomach muscle, from what I understand. Right-hander Juan Manaea takes his spot. Football 1 week into OTAs. Bears quarterback Mike Glennon likes what he's seeing offensively.
I feel like guys have done a really good job, you know, studying on their own, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of mistakes out there. And I don't know, it just feels good. It seems like everyone's been on top of their things. And I know a lot of guys are learning new things, but from my eyes, it doesn't seem that way. So it's been really good. I mean, guys have been working really hard, spending extra time, make sure they're prepared for practices.
Next week, newly signed receiver Victor Cruz will begin participating in those sessions. Glennon, a guest on Bears All Access. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next game on The Score tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have 3 or 4 in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein on this lovely, lovely Friday. Although it's a little gray outside.
Yeah, and for people who are, because I was confused too, the doubleheader
Sox game,
was
yeah.
supposed to start at 4:10.
4:10, yeah.
So that's why they canceled it, because there's a big blob of rain
coming
that is on its way, and you're like, man, if they just started at 1:10, they'd have been in the house.
They
could have gotten that first one in. So they're going to start the doubleheader tomorrow at 1:10. And if you have tickets for the nighttime game that was regularly scheduled tomorrow, you can get into the park starting at 5:40.
That's news you can use.
I'm actually going to use it, because I think I have tickets for the night game. I think I might go to the day game.
Oh. Because Lawrence is a Sox season ticket holder, if you haven't heard yet. You know, he doesn't mess around with those single game packages.
Well, my guy Tanny's going to get himself an opportunity.
Is that right? Very grateful for that one, yeah.
Oh, getting the tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like a season ticket package.
Well, I remember when Lawrence was thinking about getting his tickets, I was like the first one in line, like, oh, you got to do it. You got to do it. Right, I knew immediately I would get some of the spoils.
You're damn right. I still got
it. So he's going Burley night.
Burley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got to get some tickets from my Uncle Wayne. My Uncle Wayne has never asked me for anything. The cop.
Wayne's a good man.
Fittingly, he used to beat me when I was a kid. But no, seriously, though, he never beat me after the academy. But no, he wanted to go to Burley night, and he said, "Hey man, you know, if you come across any Burley tickets," and I told him beginning, "Yeah, like I got you.
Yeah,
I got you." When is it again?
It's the June 24th, and the reason that I'm not going is because I'm running the Bears 5K that morning,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to watch Common at Ravinia.
Oh.
That night. So Tanny's going to take my tickets that night.
Yeah, I got to find some Burley tickets. Cause
yeah, I mean, my uncle
used to take me to like the college games at United Center when like Oregon would play Illinois and stuff like that. He turned me on to this station actually as a kid. So yeah, I feel like I owe him. So I got to holler at somebody so I don't have to pay.
Yeah, it's... well,
is Brooks still cool with us over there?
Yeah, Brooks...
I mean, it's been quiet over there. You know,
I don't get the...
You know, I don't get the same love that I used to get. Emails don't come back as quickly as they used to come back. I'm not saying anything happened. It's just, you know they're the hinterlands.
That I'm rocking today, the 1977 Hitman shirt. Mm-hmm. White Sox sent me this, and I'm happy to rock it, especially a Memorial Day weekend when Chris Sale comes back on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Rock throwbacks.
Quintana and Sale, right?
I think it's supposed to be Quintana and Sale on Tuesday.
Oh, okay, I thought it was Monday. That's my bad.
I think that's the way that it sets up. That it'll be
those
two.
Price is going on Monday.
Yeah,
David Price.
Really? Price's first start of the season.
And I missed out on Parkinson's scavenger hunt because I don't follow him. So if I'd have followed Danny the other day, I would have been able to pick up some tickets. He put them in like Chinatown. He went to like Inglewood and all the over the place and dumped tickets on people. So I didn't get a chance to get that in my system. But yeah, man, I'd love to see that. I'd love to actually, I don't want to go, but I love to send my uncle, who's a member of Chicago's finest, to the South Side.
All right. So let me get this right. I want to read what the White Sox said, because I think I got it wrong when I was talking about it. Okay. Here's the deal. This is their release. Based on this afternoon's weather forecast, Chicago White Sox have announced that game one of tonight's doubleheader versus Detroit has been postponed. Tonight's game two will be played as scheduled at 7:10 p.m. Today's postponed game will be made up as part of a straight doubleheader, not a split, a straight doubleheader beginning at 1:10 p.m. Fans with tickets and parking coupons for Saturday's 1:10 game can attend both games of the doubleheader. Fans attending tonight's 7:10 game can enter guaranteed rate field at 5:40. So you can enter tonight at 5:40, not tomorrow. So there you go. Now you're all set. Straight doubleheader tomorrow starting at 1:10 p.m.
All right. Cool.
Still think I'm going to go to the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday. It should be nice tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we'll go to the day game.
I didn't mean it like it's going to be nice tomorrow. Why would you ruin it with
by going to a Sox game?
That came off awfully. Yeah,
good luck with those tickets, by the way.
Right. No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean like, why would you go over to the G-rate and sit there for 3 hours when the day will be beautiful? I meant like, it's going to be nice. You should go to the
game. Yeah, I like it. You know, and my wife, she likes it too. By the way, I was talking about basketball shoes and stuff, just in case someone was talking trash. She's the one talking trash. Like, she played horse with the kids today at the school.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, jumper's looking
good.
Yeah. And I'm like, you will get
Hey, I tell anybody who ever wants that smoke, they're like, oh, we can't find a park, we can't find a gym. I live not too far from 18th and State Street, where there is an outdoor court right there. And it's the most beautiful thing every single morning, because I remember when I was a kid and I used to play ball before we all went to school. Every single morning when I'm going to drop Jace off and I'm going to drop Nicole off at work, I pass by that park. And every single morning, there's kids in their uniforms.
Yep.
And they're just going at it, putting up shots, whether it's raining, whether there's puddles on the ground. And it makes me feel young every single morning.
When I pass by, like, 35th Street, and I see kids that are, like, working on their jumper on the lakefront.
Work on that game,
that,
man.
That wind-assisted jumper that Chicago players have to figure out what to do with.
Then they get
with
in the league, and they're like, uh-oh. I guess I'm going to have to dunk on everybody. Reggie, you didn't tell me about this.
And the park right there on 47th and Lake Park.
Yeah.
Where you see kids just out there.
Going at it.
And then the cage off of Cornell and Marquette, and you see kids just, like, working on their game. It's like, oh,
And then Thule Park, where you see kids just getting jumped over and over again.
Yeah. Well, that's different. All right, listen, both wanted to talk about Kyle Schwarber, but we need to take a break. We want to talk about Kyle Schwarber and
I blame Tanny
and why everyone wants to trade. Game. Well, he should. Yeah. He's going. Everyone wants to trade Javier Baez, and maybe there are better candidates to do that for on this Cubs team than Javier Baez, he of the street naming. This segment on The Score is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Stop by your local Ace for durable Yeti. I'm like, what?
You get a sturdy Yeti over there at Yeti Ace Hardware.
A durable Yeti coolers and drinkware. The perfect addition to all your outdoor adventures. Ace, the helpful place. You made me sing. Back after this as we talk about Cubs trades. You're listening to The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed Hoyer.
Obviously, we're never going to say never on something, and we're going to look at all options. Our preference is certainly that these are the guys that we're trying to build around, and our preference certainly is to keep that intact.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince and Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois Law Enforcement. Featuring Not Buckling Up. With tickets, injury, and death. Special appearance by Probable Cause. They're cracking down on unbuckled drivers and passengers, even in the back seat. So click it or ticket. Tune in at InvinciblesShow.com.
5396.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I keep thinking he's just putting so much pressure on himself. His concern in that they have so much depth, you know, does he start to be dropped out of the lineup against left-handed pitchers occasionally? It's a tough thing for Joe Maddon because he's clearly a very important guy hitting wherever he hits in the lineup. But at the same time, I mean, how long can you go at 186?
Now down to 181. Funny how real quietly after all the protesting that was being done by Theo and Jed and Madden, all of a sudden, Kyle Schwarber not in the leadoff spot.
Thinking too much, taking too many pitches, not being the Kyle that we've known to come and love. Or loving, wait a minute.
Loving hip-hop?
Yeah, hold on there. It's the Bernstein & Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. The people that you fall in love with when you're on a journey, on a mission to win a World Series or an NBA championship or a Stanley Cup or the Lombardi Trophy. When that journey is finished or executed, you start to go, all right, cool. What's next? Are there what's next guys when it comes to the kids on this team? Javier Baez has been the convenient what's next guy before they won the World Series because of his struggles at the plate at times. But I'm sorry, a guy who can take away runs the way he does, I think you'll always be able to find a place for him, especially if your lineup is as potent as this one is. So when we talk about untouchables, there are no untouchables, but Chris Bryant is damn near close to an untouchable. Anthony Rizzo is damn near close to an untouchable. And then you start to ask questions. Like,
you should ask questions.
Addison Russell is a terrific defender. Addison Russell is a terrific player.
But we're getting close to looking at all the at-bats, and you're going...
He's super young still, too.
He is, and maybe he has an Avi Garcia boost.
Isn't that crazy? Maybe you could be like Avi Garcia one day.
Maybe you have an Avi Garcia boost where it all starts to come together and you figure things out.
Addy's got
to
stay focused.
I feel like there is a blind spot for Schwarber.
There really is.
Because he's a postseason legend. They'll never be able to be taken away from him. What that guy did in both 15 and 16 was incredible. But go back to the regular season of 15.
They'll never take away what we are, Shep. They never take away what we were.
If you go back to his last, I think, 117 at-bats in 2015, you're seeing the same player that what you're watching right now. And I've been shocked by Theo and Jed being, and even, well, not so much Madden because he's a player's guy, but those guys that they're trying so hard to convince you.
Oh, they planted their flag, but this is the thing too. He's
without without the data. That's my problem,
Jay. Because that's what they're relying on now is what they thought of him and what they think he still can be, the way he stalks the plate.
And that's okay.
And how hard he hits the ball.
But
don't get me wrong.
The data that is in front of you is telling you you're looking at a player who is struggling right now. And I know that they at least know it to some degree because they said, you know what, left-handers? Nah, we're not going to do that anymore. And right-handers? No, well, now you can bat second in a lineup now instead of leading off.
So what are we saying here? Because we're not talking about trading Kyle Schwarber just as yet. But and I do appreciate the almost nightly text that I get from you when there's a Cubs game on and that young man is in the field.
Well, that's the other problem is that he costs you. Playing Kyle Schwarber, if he is not hitting prodigious bombs regularly, right. We know that he gives you the occasional "oh my god" moment, right. But if he's
he
not
needs
doing
to be
that,
35, 30
yes,
home runs, really.
He has to be because he's killing you with defensive runs saved. He is killing you out there every day in left field, which is another reason why I don't. Whether it's them trying to drum up a market, I don't know. But the idea that he is an untouchable, and I see the Texas with the Babbitt, and I get it. And Shep has been talking to me about all the pieces that he said. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the at-bats, too. Yeah. I'm not just looking at the statistics. I'm looking at the guy. And I'm looking at the four-strikeout performance yesterday where he looked completely lost.
There was a pitch, I think the first at-bat against Jeff Samardzija, where Jeff Samardzija threw an 87-mile-an-hour splitter that did not sink at all.
Schwarber swung right over
it. And I sat there and I said to myself, that is a ball that he should crush, just absolutely murder. And guess what? There's a lot that goes. This is a nuanced conversation. This isn't black and white when it comes to him. There's a lot that goes into it. His youth, his lack of plate appearances. Let's not front like the god, the architect, saying that he's Babe effing Ruth doesn't filter into a lot of the stuff as well. And, of course, his playoff performances.
And let's not leave out his injury that he's still coming back from.
There's a lot in the stew and, when it comes to Kyle Schwarber.
He's still a baby.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not about giving up on him, but it's about trying to figure out what he is right now and what he will be in the future. And, of course, they're going to hang on. This is one of those guys they've planted their flag on. Like, this is, you know, as much as Anthony Rizzo is that guy, I mean, Chris Bryant is already that dude. So you don't even have to have that conversation. Anthony Rizzo is a more interesting comparison because Anthony Rizzo failed.
And failed
mightily.
Yes.
And they took him to another organization in San Diego with Jed Hoyer.
Did Rizzo go back to the minors?
I'm not sure.
Because
had that same look.
That's one of my issues too, Jay, is that this whole concept of, well, Kyle Schwarber can't go back to them. Well, why not?
Because he's part of the legend.
I get it. But
he's part of last year.
One of the things that I think a benefit would be for him, and I'm not advocating it. I'm just throwing out an argument for it.
No, I got you.
One of the benefits.
Nothing should be off the table.
Yes.
There are certain players, for whatever reason, and I wish fan bases were, it's kind of like how we are with politics now, where you can't have that conversation without someone shutting it down and saying, well, World Series, I understand that. But going forward, you want to win more, and he should be part of it. So you're trying to figure out why he's struggling so mightily right now. Everyone said in the offseason that he was ready to rock. Like, he was good.
Sure.
He wasn't thinking about the knee anymore.
But every time that you see him running for a ball in left and there might be contact.
I worry.
You should worry. You should worry. And you can tell that he's worried and his teammates are too. You're seeing guys take weird angles, veering off.
Baez wants absolutely no part of him when he's
at
short.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And that's another reason why, like, to me, a trip for him to the minor leagues shouldn't be out of pocket because he's got to learn how to play left field. And he, in a season where you think that you might be a World Series winner, you can't have someone who's still learning a position that they might not be that good at anyway at this point. That's just something that I believe it.
Let's continue this conversation after we talk to Hub Arkish at the top of the hour. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you want to get in on it now, if you want to, you know, hang out with us for a little bit, we'll bring up this conversation as well because we were messing around a little bit in the bottom of that 3 o'clock hour. I think this is a conversation that warrants more
discussion. Absolutely.
Not just more discussion, but more names too. Because there's other guys. Once you win that World Series, you start to look around and like, all right, what have you done for me lately? Not in that way, but in a way of, okay, what's the next level for some of these players? Check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
They do.
Yes, they
They're fantastic. And this segment being brought to you by Subway Restaurant. Mediterranean.
I withered it. I presented it.
You present Booger right there for you. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Toasty flatbread or chopped salad top.
I pointed
with steak
at him.
Or chicken.
Now you go.
Feta cheese and creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurant.
My bad, man.
We're going to talk with Hub Arkish about the draft and the new rules that the NFL has come up with. And we promise we'll get back to the baseball discussion. We appreciate you listening. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
Ian Happ has really infused this lineup with a lot of energy and doesn't look like he's going to head back to the minor leagues now or maybe ever.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by...
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Missing that spring in your step?
Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort, firmness, and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Shop Lowe's during our Memorial Day savings event and kick off your summer projects early. Enhance the look of your landscape and get the soil you need to grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with 5 bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro garden soil for $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/24 through 5/31. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S.